Hello, this is Bernadette Russell. I joined the wonderful Meet Me At group as they themselves were joined by the lovely team from Dissonant Futures. The subject was climate change. Today was part of Meet Me On The Move, and we all found that interesting because it's often about the group going out into the world on their travels and seeing different things or having different experiences. But this time the world was brought to us by each other and by the Dissonant Futures team, Tanya, Lena and Baff. I mostly listened, sometimes joining conversations and sometimes just being nearby. It was a great honour as always to do so. This collage of writing is my attempt to record the beautiful, interwoven and heartfelt conversations of the group, which was full of questions, suggestions, memories, ideas and playfulness. I haven't said who said what because it felt like it all came from everyone in a way, and I hope people recognise themselves, each other, and the beautiful spirit of the Meet Me At family. Today we're in the Red Room, talking about green things. Today we're in a small space, having big conversations. You get a warm welcome and a hot drink here. The air fills with chatter.
We've been destroying the earth.
Outside, the garden hums with bees getting busy. The sun bathes the plants. We're all happy, catching up on each other's news. We're invited to join in a brief meditation. We breathe in, we breathe out. We just take a moment. It's like a soft landing, putting down those heavy bags we carry sometimes, leaving behind wherever we came from and whatever we're going to next, so we can be here together in this moment. We breathe in. We breathe out. We ask ourselves, where do you go when you give yourself these moments of quiet? Where are the places you love? So we draw them. As we draw, we chat about the parks and holidays we've enjoyed and loved. There's that holiday in Weymouth, climbing all the stairs near the lighthouse, caring for Mum while still working. Lovely holidays together with Mum. Or the one in the caravan, when it rained every day it came down, but we still enjoyed ourselves. Or like when you go to Jamaica and they say, here comes the foreigner, because they are more relaxed and they don't rush. Maybe we should learn from people in hot countries who take siestas, refresh themselves, enjoy life, and don't rush around. And closer to home, there is the purple flower in the garden. We think they call it a passion flower. It's so beautiful. And the parakeets in Deptford Park, where do they come from? We wonder if they are ecological refugees, like little egret birds who come here now it's warmer in England. As we talk about climate and environment and spaces that matter for us, drawing places that mean something, drawing places we love. Someone says, I've looked all my life for four-leaf clover, and then I found it in my own back garden. One of those things that someone says that makes everyone stop and think. Maybe what we're looking for is right here. We talk about how we love trees. We found out that they talk to each other underground with mycelium, help each other out, swap food and tips, let each other know when they're in trouble. They're beautiful. The trees are calling for our help. They are our brothers and sisters. We're the same in many ways, Our conversations here is woven like the mycelium of trees. Trees of family, like Meet Me At. We're family here too. We hear Baff say, roll up, roll up. Who wants to try this out? Who wants an adventure? We do. Our guests have brought the world to us. Baff offers us VR headsets. Strange and interesting. We're all about that. We like strange and interesting. These machines can carry you away to paradise, and you don't even need to leave your seat. You can say to yourself, I can't go to Borneo tomorrow, but I can today. I'll just try this VR and I'm away. With a VR headset, you can be on the beach in an instant. You can watch the deer or be in a meadow. You can visit Hawaii just like that. And you don't have to queue for hours at an airport. You don't have to fly or spend a fortune. You put on this machine and you're transported. And it can be for our age group too, you know. It's not just for the young. And imagine if someone was ill or they couldn't go out, but you could take them to their favourite place and see the smile on their face. So this is such a good example of a positive use of technology. But we'll let you in on a secret about travelling the world. You don't have to leave Deptford to see the world. You don't even need VR. The other way is Deptford Market, where the world comes to you in food, people, accents. You used to have to buy yam from the back of a van and now it's everywhere. You can ask someone, how do you cook that? And they'll tell you, food from China, Caribbean, Africa, everywhere. You can meet people who will chat and surprise you. Yes, the world is here in Deptford, so you don't have to go anywhere. Although, now we've had a VR taster, we would like to go to Hawaii one day. Later, we asked, what is climate change and what can we do about it? Well, said Lena, climate change is a big topic. It can be a worry, of course. The world is changing. The ice is melting. We've seen a lot of it over the last couple of years. Wildfires in North America, Australia, floods in Northern England, caused by what we are doing and what we have done. And we said, the bees don't know what's going on with the weather. The insects are confused. Because of the closed down front gardens in Croydon, even the water doesn't know where to go. And there are too many cars. But we can learn from each other and what our mums and dads used to do, like grow things. In Africa, Mum used to say, if you want a sweet potato, go and dig one up. We didn't use pesticides. We didn't charge a fortune for organics. We just dug a sweet potato from the ground. And we can grow stuff in window boxes too. Mum carried around tote bags. I thought that was embarrassing. But tote bags are back now and plastic is out. We chatted about how the Black Country was named by Queen Victoria because of the smog, and how in London in 1947 you'd have smog too. Black smoke. We'd be breathing it in. Cough, cough, cough. But you don't get it now, so that's better. Tanya says, and even with such a big thing as climate change, we can help each other. It can be overwhelming knowing what to do. So we all ask ourselves, what are the small things that I can do to make a difference? We swap tips and ideas. Reuse bags for shopping and not use plastic bags. Feed wild birds. Plant bee and butterfly friendly plants. Feed foxes and squirrels. Have wildlife reserves in our gardens. Buy veg from Deptford Market to save on plastic packaging. Buy the wonky veg that others don't want. You get giant kiwis and tiny oranges. It's fun. Take the bus or walk to get around. Liquidise our leftover fruit and use it for plant food. Teach the children where their food comes from. Take them to city farms and get them to grow veg in schools. Be good ancestors for them. Education is power, and here we are educating ourselves. When we talk to each other and share, that's how change happens. So let's shop on the market and tell people it's cheaper. They might be inspired to do the same. There is lots in the world now that makes us hopeful. We know we are so lucky. This group has given us so much. It's like one big family. We learn about each other, come to help each other and be together. Here, No one cares who you are. You give love and you get love, no matter who you are. So it can be gloomy out there, but when we come together, there's a lot about hope. Nature is the same because we all know nature heals us, soothes us, comforts us, accepts us, loves us, whoever we are. And we know there is nowhere in the universe like Earth. Perhaps there is nothing like us too. We're made of stars. Did you know that? We're all star people, made of exploding stars. Amazing. You see, here at Meet Me At, we learn something new every day. Thank you.